Fitness. Step 1. Replace your kitchen with a fitness zone. Let's just assume that you are quite large, hoping to get fit as soon as possible. If you just start jogging right now, it will be hell and you could hurt your knees. But really, it would be too depressing to continue, and you, or anybody else, would have to give up trying. If you do give up, you have to understand that you are giving up some 40 years of your life. That is not a decision anybody can make. It will be a gnarly and predictable ending too, and the future you, on your last day, will hate you and your weakness. Not good. Your entire existence will feel wrong, pointless, and lived at the wrong angle. We can't have that. And you know what? We're gonna fix that right up. Giving up is not really an option because your life is yours to live and love and enjoy. If you can't give up because of your future self-hate and you can't go hard because it will be torture, what you have left is to be nice to yourself. And the one word that will always come to goose you is gradual. As in gradual change or gradual adaptation. You are to gradually ease yourself in without any workout shock. If you are familiar with the term computer hacking, you will need to hack your will into a permanent fitness lifestyle. Oh, yes. Now, let me warn you. Being nice does not necessarily mean being very rational, but you can be sure that eventually you will get your kitchen back. So get ready, because instant change will make things get weird. But before the weirdness, I will give you some really good news to get you prepared. Like, really, really good news. Amazing news about your body as it is today. If you are large and fat, it means you are a hidden bodybuilder. In fact, you now know the recipe for bodybuilding. And here is that word again. Exposing your muscles to gradual rise in weight for extended durations, for the entirety of your day even. And that's exactly what this short and sweet little workout program is headed towards. Now, you have thus far achieved a gradual rise in weight with fat that now surrounds your body. But you have to get rid of it to be healthy. As a former fatty, I personally see fat as a virus, a poison, and an infection. It is a full body attack. It makes you slow, tired, and weak. Your body does not just hurt because it's heavy, but because fat slipped into every part of you that it could slip into. So as long as you burn fat, you will pull it out of all the wrong places, and you will hurt less and less as you heal. Okay, now, to begin losing fat instantly, get rid of your kitchen appliances, toaster, oven, everything that is killing you. Everything. Do it now. Put it in the garage or trash or cut off the cords. And when your sweetie asks, "Hey, what happened to the kitchen?" give him a tap on his tush and say, "We don't need a kitchen, babe." And if he gets confused, explain to him that you will not watch him die at 38. And clarify that it is not food he loves. It is just that life got complicated and he used food as a drug. So you are simplifying life because you care. Now you will eliminate the need for food as a drug. You do have to understand that you are not only to live past 80, but show a massive track record of having waged war against sickness. Every time you failed, you are to show how hard you fought to get back on your feet and fight again and again. Your friends are to weep at your battle stories. They are to see a great warrior, a triumphant general who successfully abandoned food addiction by laying waste to the reasons for it. And no, it is not your kids. It's their crappy education. You have to help them learn programming so that they can stop being scared of poverty, so that they and not the scammers and skimmers and coin pinchers are in charge of their future. Once your kitchen becomes a nice little fitness zone, get an old, used, pretty much a little bit rusted bench press. And always, always, in all your exercises, start with the lightest dumbbell and barbells, just like when you started getting fat and putting on all the hidden muscle. How heavy you lift is no big deal. You should always only lift as heavy as you can lift. It's how long you lift that makes the big difference. It's how long you lift your heavy for. Yes. The bench press is to get you started, but you know, it also addresses a tiny little, no big deal flaw in your full workout routine. Because your chest muscles come in pretty much last when you walk with dumbbells. Now, you should think of your body as a single muscle and that your system of musculature has great wisdom. It has a reason to fill in your chest at the end. It has its own sequence. It will give you everything when everything else is ready. Yeah, but it won't really confuse things if you hurry it along a little bit. Plus, the bench press really is nice and easy and a pretty good start. And, as I mentioned, walking with dumbbells is the main routine. Yeah, you will probably want to jog just to hurry your body along, but that will be your own decision as you begin witnessing your great beauty. I personally think that walking is the big deal, because it is safe on your knees, and safe in general. And, of course, you can ease yourself into the walking routine right now, and never need to change much about it, other than the weight of your dumbbells. Now, it is very, very important that you always walk with dumbbells or wrist weights, and you should consider walking with leg weights as well. You should never forget them, because they will build out your back and your leg muscles and your abdominal section as well. They will preserve the muscles that you do have, as you are losing all the fat from walking. I am not giving you a weird and nebulous workout plan. You will get your kitchen back eventually, though for now your diet is shredded lettuce, kind of a filler or fiber, and hamburger meat, which is the protein. And as soon as you start walking longer and longer distances, you will need to add trail mix to your fancy salad. Trail mix fills your intestine with a reliable energy source. With trail mix, you will never lose muscle strength. There will always be that 10 minutes more within you. But do please talk to your doctor before making large dietary changes, especially if you are taking some other medicine. As you walk more and more, you will gain the power to go hiking. That is just more walking. And by the way, you can see how you can't always jog everywhere. So walking is much more powerful than it seems. You should visit your state parks to test your equipment and then begin weekend-long expeditions where you actually sleep in the woods. This is a good example of hacking your will, because hiking is beautiful, but also removes unhealthy habits. You eat a sausage or two with all the fat dripped out into the fire. You go to bed at sunset and rise at sunrise, and to fill your days, you are exploring and walking. You are literally walking in the middle of hiking for fun. And you know what? It is fun. And get this. As long as you walk longer and longer trails, you prepare to walk the Appalachian Trail, or the equivalent in your part of the world. The AT is the most popular of the Triple Crown of hiking. I recommend you begin by section hiking so that you are good to yourself and gradually get used to this long challenge. Again, you must always gradually ease yourself in for success. No big jumps. But I also recommend that you cross all three trails: the Appalachian Trail, the Pacific Crest Trail, and the Continental Divide. See how we stopped talking about losing weight and diet and fat and kitchen appliances and looked at real and authentic achievement? One that will double your lifespan, that will pull you out of stress and place you on a trail where every step makes you a hero? This is how you know this plan is going to work. Because this is not discomfort or torture. You are now facing a lifetime of adventure as a bodybuilder and the true guardian of your family and their health and their exceptionally long life and their well-being.